Hi, this is Rick Allison. I'm here on Cygnus Radio from 10 to noon, Monday through Friday. Some old school, freeform radio. You never know what's coming up next. Largely because I don't know what's coming up next. Tune in.
We'll be right back. Metal Dad Radio Show. Back at it again, but not upping the irons as always. Pray tell, why is that, Metal Dad?
Well, you know what time it is, kids. We have reached the end of the calendar year, or fast approaching, which means it's time for us to count down our top 20 metal albums of 2023. And that is what we are doing, and that's what we started to do right there with our number 20 album, a band out of Baltimore, Maryland called Nixle, who just dropped a new record, From the Wounds Spilled Forth Fire, back in August through Prosthetic Records. I thought this record was brilliant. I was telling Candyman off air, their last record in 2021, All Knots Untied, was in my top 40. This record cracks the top 20. I think that, as you said off air, they've leveled up in a gamer speak. But check that out, Nixle, From the Wounds Spilled Forth of Fire. You can find that album on their Bandcamp, nixle.bandcamp.com. That is our number 20 record of the year. All right, so we're just going to count this down, right? We're going to do songs. We're going to come in, tell you why we liked them, why we like the albums. And our next one at number 19 is a band that also has been on my list before. Their 2020 album, which was self-titled, was also in my top 20. I love this band. They're from Portland, Oregon. They're signed to Profound Lore Records. Their new album, Of the Sign, was released all the way back in March. This is Spirit Possession with a track called Second Possession. Metal Dad.
Metal Dad Radio Show, continuing to rip through our top 20 there. Metal Dad, talk to us. What's the pick?
Number 19, Spirit Possession. They released their album Of the Sign back on March 31st through Profound Lore. Love this record. Love this band. You likened them to Celtic Frost in certain respects. I totally dig that vibe. They've got that first wave black metal meets speed metal meets thrash thing going on. Just love this record and love this band a lot. All right, so that's my number 19 pick. Coming in number 18, a band out of Boston, Massachusetts, so right up the road from us, who dropped their newest album recently, November 3rd, 2023. The album is called Engraved with Pain. They released it through Metal Blade Records. Coming in number 18, this is Mourn. Here's a track off that record called Wretched Empire. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Metal Dad Radio Show. Again, carrying on our top 20 countdown there. Metal Dad, talk to us.
So that coming in at number 18 was a band out of Boston called Mourn. In November, beginning of November, they released their album Engraved with Pain on Metal Blade. So you can find that pretty much everywhere. That album is brilliant. Their last album in 2018 was also in my top 20. I really, really like this band a lot. And you can find this album on their Bandcamp. It's mournband.bandcamp.com. All right, coming in at number 17, a band from our backyard here in Connecticut. This band was from Connecticut. Then they went to Portland, Maine. Then they came back to Connecticut and dropped an album in 2023 that I didn't hear until a couple months later. It came out July 28th through Bindroon Recordings. Totally missed it when it dropped. A couple months later, I found it, heard it, loved it. The band is Eve, and the album is called Fervor. Let's give you a track of it right now. This is called Chance is a Specter. Metal Dad Radio.
Metal Dad radio show. Again, carrying on our top 20, and I gotta say, Metal Dad, I'm loving the pick so far. I think that's one of the most like stunning, breathtaking albums of this year. I love the choice.
Thank you, and I'm going to tell you this now, a little mini spoiler alert. That's the first but not the last band from our home state of Connecticut to appear in the top 20 this year. I'm just telling you. Connecticut put out some really good records this year. Eve is the name of the band. Fervor is the name of the album. Came out through Bindroon Recordings back in July. You can find it at eve.bandcamp.com. All right, that was our number 17 album of the year. Now our number 16 album of the year is an album that I heard initially and was like, yeah, this is good, and then went back and listened to it again and was like, no, this is really good. And it's one of my favorite albums now from this band, and maybe my favorite album since 2017's Curse of Conception record. The band is Spirit Adrift, and they put out their album Ghost at the Gallows on August 18th through Century Media. This is chock full of riffs, guys. Here's one of the singles they released. This is Hanged Man's Revenge. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Yeah, Metal Dad Radio Show, switching up the vibe there, giving you some retro, classic, heavy metal. Metal Dad, gotta say, I love this pick.
Thank you, I do too. And you were a little surprised that I had this record as high as I did. But I love this Spirit Adrift record. Ghost of the Gallows came out August 18th through Century Media, so you can find it everywhere. Find it. That track right there was called Hangman's Revenge, which is one of the singles they released. There's a killer video up on YouTube for that song as well. All right, so cracking now into the top 15. Coming in at number 15 is a band that you're not going to find on Metal Archives, believe it or not. This band is from Australia, and I'm not even going to pretend that I heard their previous record because I did not. But when I heard this record, I was blown away. The band is called Bolt Gun, and the album is called The Tower. Let's give you a track of it right now. This one's called The Sacred Deer. This is Metal Dad Radio. We'll be right back.
Metal Dad radio show, giving you a fantastic, and in my opinion, I'm sure yours too, Metal Dad, very underrated album there. Talk to us.
Yeah, that's the third full-length album from this band from Australia, Bolt Gun, and you can find them at boltgun.bandcamp.com. This album's called The Tower, and it came out back in October, so it's not that old, October 10th. We gave you a track called The Sacred Deer. I love this record. I think it's fantastic, and it makes me want to go back and listen to the first two records, which I will, so there you go. And I may be the guy who submits them to Metal Archives, because I have no idea why they're not up there. Anyway, let's go into our number 14 album of the year. So Bolt Gun was 15. Our number 14 album of the year comes from a band out of Richmond, Virginia, who dropped a new record through Profound Lore back on November 10th. So again, not that long ago. Maybe they got some recency bias going on here. I don't know. But the album is called Upon Desecrated Altars. This is one of my favorite death metal albums of the year. It's a band called Left Cross. And this is a track called Deity of Molten Iron. Metal Dad Radio.
Metal Dad radio show absolutely shredding through some retro death metal type stuff. Metal Dad, I gotta say, fantastic choice.
Thank you. And you pointed out the obvious influence of Bolt Thrower on this band, which I'm totally cool with. Left Cross is the name of the band. Upon Desecrated Altars, the name of the album, came out through Profound Lore back in November. And you can find it at leftcross666.bandcamp.com. And that is our number 14 album of the year. So only three more songs left in this show, kids. before we get to finish up the first part of our top 20. Coming in at number 13 is a band that I've been listening to for a long time. And I listened to them a lot in like the late 90s and then kind of fell off. And I think they actually broke up at one point. I can't remember. But they came back this year with a phenomenal album. And this is the second band on our top 20 that is also not on Metal Archives, by the way. The band is Wilhaven. And the album is Seven. And let's give you a track off this right now. This is Five of Fire. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Metal Dad Radio Show playing one of our favorite records of the year. I know this was probably top 10 for me and close for you, Metal Dad. Talk to us about this choice.
I think at the end of the day, when you go back and make your own list, this might be top 5 for you. You've been raving about this Wilhaven record for a long time. Like, a long time. So that's Wilhaven. Five of Fire is the name of the track. Comes off their album Seven, as in Roman numeral 7. And you can find it at willhaven.bandcamp.com. Again, this is a band that I've been a fan of since the 90s. And I think this might be my favorite hardcore record of the year, in all honesty. And we're talking about just pure hardcore records. That is definitely one of the best. All right, so that is number 13 on our list. We're down to number 12. The number 12 album of the year for us comes from a band, and I'll have to go back and look, but I think this is the oldest band on the list in terms of when they first started recording. They dropped a record on October 20th called Dark Parade through Metal Blade Records. The band is Cirith Ungol. And I really dig this record. Let's give you track off it right now. This is Relentless. It's the Metal Dad Radio.
Metal Dad Radio Show, giving you right there a fantastic album by, as you said, probably the oldest band on this list by a fair amount, but they're still kicking it, still slaying.
Yeah, coming in at number 12 on our countdown of top 20 metal albums of 2023, Sirith Ungol. Dark Parade is a new record, came out through Metal Blade on October 20th, and it is a ripper, man. This is a band, they formed in like the 70s. They put their first album out in 1981. And they are still shredding. They're still teaching the kids how to shred. You can find that record at searethungle.bandcamp.com. All right, so here it is, our last song of the evening, our number 11 album of 2023. Don't forget, next week we count down the top 10, 10 through 1, and then we're off for a couple weeks. We return in January with our normal affair. But number 11 on our list is a band that I don't know a lot about because there's not a lot of information about them. But I do know that they put a record out through Sentient Ruin back in June. Now, Sentient Ruin Laboratories, that album, that label had a brilliant year. I like that label a lot. They've put out good records for a long time. They put out a lot of good records this year, including this one from a band called Lucifixion. And the album is called Trisect Joy of Pierced Hearts. You can find it at the Sentient Ruin Bandcamp. This is Lucifixion coming in number 11. This is Hammer of Fevered Lights. Until next week, kids.